Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning calf care during extreme winter weather temperatures. A couple of things to keep in mind. Number one, milk feeding. As we think about the temperature at which we feed milk, we should warm that milk to about 103 to 105 degrees Fahrenheit before we take it outside and offer the bottles to the calves. That will help the animal maintain their body temperatures and will prevent them from becoming chilled because they drank cold milk. For those of you that may not be using calf blankets, again, during extreme cold, this is another way to keep the animal warm. Encourage you to consider that. It's been shown to improve the health of these calves as well as the growth during extreme temperatures. Finally, just want to remind you the importance of offering warm water to the calves multiple times during the day. If you put that warm water in, it is going to freeze. However, if you come by a bit later, maybe 30 minutes later, and dump those pails, that would probably be okay. It'll make it easier than trying to break ice the next time you feed the calves. And as you do the second or third feedings of the day, make sure that you offer warm water after each of the feedings. It's important that we do this so that animals maintain hydration even during the winter time. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to pay a little more attention as they take care of their calves during the extreme cold.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.